It is about creating a new way to operate. Just as I explained, it's supply chain management strategies. Procurement of raw material to production to customer, a system of networks that communicate with each other, along with the redefining the entire supply chain management. For optimization of the process, restructuring and planning and even production strategies. So a lot of times we land up having interconnected, when we go in the linear position, linear supply chain format, it takes too many days to go. Suppose there's a process that has to be repetitive, to have to be twice in the production. So then going back to the second stage, suppose the dyeing, let's say it this way, you know, the product after being produced, the t-shirt needs to go through a tie-dye, through a process. Again, going back to the same position, it might take a lot of time. But when you are having a digital supply chain, this vendor can directly connect with this vendor rather than going to back three stages, like the manufacturing unit and the production unit, you know. It directly gets connected to the vendor who does the dyeing. And if the dyer takes too much of time in after receiving the production in getting the dyeing done, the vendor is changed immediately. And everybody in the process are updated at the real time. At the same time, the time does not get wasted to go back in the process in the long way. Manufacturing execution systems. In digital supply chain, the application of manufacturing executor systems. This software provides visibility into manufacturing processes, including the tracking and tracing of both raw materials and finished goods within the plant. There are multiple applications of the innovation in technology. In digital supply chain, in blockchain, all of them, there are multiple applications. As per the requirement of your company, you should adopt the application and use them. A manufacturing executive system, or MES, is a comprehensive and a dynamic software system that monitors, tracks, documents, and controls the processes of manufacturing goods from raw materials to finished goods too, providing a functional layer between the enterprise resource planning, that is ERP, and the process control systems. And MES gives decision makers the data they need and to make the plant floor more efficient and optimize the production. So because the decision makers have this data available with them, you know, they can plan their production more efficiently the next time with understanding the issues that they keep confronting during the process. Warehouse management system, one of the other applications of digital supply chain. Finished goods must be stored pending orders, which is where the manufacturer's warehouse comes into play. This is where the finished goods are put into the warehouse, or the pending orders are also in the warehouse. In order to keep a track of a complex flow of goods and avoid losing items within the facility, warehouse management managers use warehouse management systems. So this helps them to understand where the order is and if it has got lost and if there's any theft or misplacement of the order. Warehouse management system is a software solution that offers visibility and business into a business entire inventory and manages supply chain fulfillment operations from the distribution center to the store shelf itself. In order to choose the right warehouse management system, it's important to first understand the different types. There are four main types of warehouse management systems: standalone, as a module in supply chain management, software, as a module within an ERP system, and delivered as a cloud-based system. So in warehouse management systems, there are four other different types of softwares. Depending on your requirement, you should choose the software. The warehouse management systems. There are 10 warehouse management system companies that we know. Sortly, NetSuite, WMS, MoroPost, 3PL Warehouse Managers, fish flow, fish bowl inventory, and many more like this. Enterprise Resource Planning, ERP, known as. Let's first understand what is ERP. ERP, Enterprise Resource Planning, refers to a type of a software that organizations use for their day-to-day operations, procurement, supply chain accounting, project management, risk management, and compliance and supply chain operations. Oracle Fusion ERP is a complete modern and cloud ERP suite. So this is what ERP does. A lot of day-to-day operations and management is done through ERP. ERPs are meant to be unified business management systems, providing tools for everything from accounting to risk management, as I just explained. Transportation Management System. The Transportation Management System helps shippers find optimal carriers and shipping lanes for their products and task shipments throughout the supply chain. So they provide the right kind of carriers, the agents, and the routes that they should follow. TMS is being used to manage carriers and optimize route automation. It is useful for tracking delivery drivers in real time, lowering the freight expenses, increasing the transparency, and improving the overall customer satisfaction scores. So this is what transport management system does. In logistic platform that uses technology to help business plan, execute, and optimize the physical movement of goods, both incoming and outgoing. This is what transportation management system does. And making sure the shipment is compliant, proper documentation is available. This kind of a system is often a part of a larger supply chain management systems, sometimes known as transportation management solutions or transportation management softwares. The top transportation management software systems are Manhattan, Oracle, Cloud Logistics, Blue Yonder. Order Management Systems. This software manages and processes sales orders, receiving orders data from a customer facing order portal. It is often part of a broader ERP, but not always. So what does OMS does? Some of the few examples of order management systems I can name is Unicommerce, Zoho, EasyCom. These are softwares used by these multi-brand marketplaces portals, as well as they are used by the brands itself who have their products listed on a lot of other marketplaces like Amazon, Flipkart, Ajio, all these places. There's an integration from both the sides where you have real-time order updates, where you have real-time inventory updates. This software has, all your manpower has to do or employee has to do is go and remove invoices. First check, the inventory update is already done. And as the inventory gets lower, it gets updated at the real-time level. All he needs to do is just remove the invoices, pack the product, final QC to be done, and send it through the delivery. So order management system helps you to process all this at the real-time level and digitally, which ideally was done manually earlier, which was very time consuming and very very inefficient. A lot of errors and human errors happen in that. API integration. Application programming interface are considered among the best practices to integrate business software's flexibility, speed, and scalability. APIs complement traditional B2B technologies such as electronics, data, interchange, and managed file transfers. Simply put this way, APIs are a set of protocols that allow the different systems to interact with one another through real-time app-based integration. So there are different systems and they can interact with each other to real-time, and there is application-based integration. In many ways, APIs are data interpreters positioned between systems to enable seamless communication. For example, you intend to order green bottles from a vendor, but the vendor's data system categorizes the green bottle as light green bottles. In this case, the API would translate green bottles to light green bottles before forwarding the order to the vendor. This interpretation may seem simple, but it ensures the seamless, accurate flow of vast data volumes between trading partners when performed at scale. Developers use API in today's internet-connected world. According to Gartner, API performs at least 25% of a B2B interaction, and the number is rapidly growing. As a result, businesses are increasingly building modular platforms that offer flexibility, agility, and instead of relying on an individual monolithic solutions. So there is a huge loom or a, there's a boom and an expected boom in API too. For logistics and shipping companies, API offer real-time two-way connectivity and communication, which are crucial for the third-party logistics or 3PL providers that focus on improving efficiency across the supply chain. So this is what API does. Real-time two-way connectivity and communication is maintained, especially when there's a third-party logistic involved in it, you know, so that there is no loom of miscommunication out here actually. API is a messenger that processes requests and ensures that smooth functioning of enterprise systems happen. The technology delivers data and facilitates connectivity between the devices and the programs. The application programming interface enables interaction between the data, devices, and the application. So this is what API does. It helps to connect, communicate, eliminate miscommunication. It is integrated with different devices so that everybody involved, the stakeholders involved in the entire process, are getting real-time update. And it also interprets a lot of data. Benefits of logistic companies using API integration. Estimated delivery dates prediction. This is one of the biggest benefits that happens to the companies who use API. It has become a common trend among the shoppers today to check the potential delivery date before making any purchase. Don't you all do that when you are trying to do a purchase on Amazon and Myntra? It already notifies to you. In fact, at the first product page itself only it says, if delivered before 12 o'clock, if ordered before 12 o'clock today, it will be delivered to you by third day or the fourth day or the next day itself only. So if the e-consumer brands are willing to provide a unique and a satisfactory shopping experience to the customer, they must showcase the estimated delivery date. It has become a must. In fact, for me, I don't decide to buy the product till I don't know the delivery date. Because I might be traveling, I'll be going out for work. In fact, I also prefer what time I need to be get delivered. When I am ordering grocery from DMart, I always put that I want to get delivered on this particular day, that too morning between 7 to 9, because after 9 o'clock, there's nobody at home to take the delivery. Which this facility is not provided by the regular grocery store in my lane or by any other retailer. This is one of the best use cases for API integration for e-commerce businesses. Orders and waybills generation. Once the order is clicked in the system, in the background, lots of processes get fired up. The 3PL partner gets the order details. That means as soon as the order is being placed on DMart, for example, you know, a lot of people involved in the system get a notification. So the products that I've bought from which brand. Suppose I have ordered around 25 items from almost 25 different brands, like a Kisan sauce, like rice, like a flour, like anything. All these brands will get information together at the same time, at the real-time update, the third party logistic will also get the update about when he has to pick it up, when everything will get assembled at the DMart warehouse, or if they already have the product and they don't need to source it from the vendor. So when will it be ready, and when he has to pick it up, and when he has to deliver? So sometimes everything is available and warehouse in the DMart store itself, only DMart warehouse, and sometimes they need to source it from the vendor, depending on what kind of fulfillment model they are working at. API makes them all integrated and automated. In fact, whenever as a brand you are trying to get listed on any multi-brand portal, suppose if I'm a brand and I'm wanting to get listed on Nykaa or on JioMart, you know, the first stage itself is the API integration between my software, that is my inventory order software, with their software. And this integration helps them to have real-time update so that there is no manual errors in it. Order tracking is one of the most critical aspects of customer satisfaction. And this is also possible because of API integration. Upon placing the order, a customer feels quite satisfied when he is notified about the status or the point it has reached. Providing the product's location keeps the customers associated with the brand for a longer duration. It allows the sellers to convey the warehouse whereabouts of the product and lets their end customer know when to be available to receive the order. So because of API integration, even the customer benefits from this, because he has real-time update when it has been dispatched from the warehouse, where in the transit, if it is a bad weather conditions and it cannot, suppose it is interstate order that I have to receive. I have to receive something from Delhi or from North India coming to me, and during monsoons there has been a delay. I will get a real-time update that due to high rainfall in this particular region, there has been a delay of so many hours or so many days to receive it. I feel that the company from where I'm ordering, that is maybe Amazon or from the brand itself, I am getting real-time update. They are getting themselves accountable to me after I have placed an order. And this makes me feel that I have been taken care of. It's more like an after-sale service. After the product has been ordered, this kind of a service helps me to trust that company, that marketplace, that is it's Amazon if I'm ordering. At the same time, the brand which I'm using for myself. So this kind of a service really brings in a lot of trust in the customers. The order tracking API leverages the algorithms to relay the messages about the order's journey, just how I explained to you. This information is then flashed on the interface at the user's end. Cloud computing. So what is cloud computing? Cloud computing is a delivery of computing services, including servers, storage, database, networking, software, analytics, and intelligence over the internet to offer faster innovations, flexible resources, and economies of scale. So all of this is available on the internet in one software where everybody can access it who are the part in the whole process, and the real-time update is given, innovations can be done, changes can be done, you know, and people, it can get more flexible, the economies of scale can be achieved because of cloud computing. Like in a very simple way, I will say, earlier if there was a retail, brand retail stores, you know, who used to send the Excel sheet of the sales every day, you know, to the person on the email, they would check it on the email, and then it would just maintain the record and be safe. Now, because of cloud computing, for basic thing like Google Sheet is also in the internet, on the internet, the entire information is available. He at the real-time update keeps entering all the sales that happened during the day. At real-time, they get an update what time which products have been sold. That helps them to analyze which part of the day is a peak time in the store, which part of the day is a slack time, and they can accordingly organize and plan their inventory update or replenishing the new products. All this is possible because of cloud computing. Cloud-based SaaS solutions for logistic companies allow for pay-per-use model that requires low capital investment. So basically, it is as per you use, you're getting paid for it. You have to pay for it. Cloud-integrated logistics offers universal accessibility and is not confined to any physical space. Not that particular physical space, the data will be available like in one hardware. It will be there on the internet, and everybody who has the login to that particular cloud computing SaaS software, everybody can access it. Rather than it being in one hardware, from there it gets transferred to the other hardware when required. There are multiple cloud fulfillment platforms in India that provide logistics services for e-commerce companies and third-party logistic players. The platforms offer tools to enhance the product labeling and the delivery system services while digitizing the shipping. While they're digitizing the whole thing, they enhance this entire process of labeling and delivery services. They provide tools for fulfillment in warehouses and delivery facilities. This platform solution also employs a pay-as-you-go model. Example, ShipRocket and WareIQ. These are some of the cloud computing softwares which are available, which as a small startup or an entrepreneur you can use. Cloud-based transportation management systems are available for end-to-end transportation needs. That is from the distributor, from the supplier to the distributor, distributor to the retailer, and retailer to the final end consumer. The software solution enables communication in real time between the manufacturer and the broad network of logistic providers in the middle. Manufacturer, distributor, logistic, 3PL logistic, all the different kind of people involved in it get real time update. And they find solutions to the problems that are there they confront during the process. These services automate the logistic processes and consolidates the transport demand into a single system. Instead of having separate records maintained of all the shipments moving around, they maintain consolidated in one system itself only. So the distributor does not have to maintain a separate record for it. The manufacturer does not have to separate a record. The retailer, no. Everybody has, everybody updates over there, and everybody has a real-time update over there in one system itself only. The software solution also provides a tracking of the shipment through a mobile application, example, CargoFlow. So now this has made it so easy. Are you realizing? Where we used to maintain records and keep tracing, tracking and tracing our shipments, at what stage it has reached in the production, this has helped to keep a lot of things transparent and traceable. CargoFlow is a company which is in Bangalore, Karnataka, you know, and it has really come up with very good ideas. In fact, Fortune 500 companies use their softwares, you know. The fastest growing logistic tech SaaS company is CargoFlow, you know, in the world. CargoFlow is digitizing the complete logistic ecosystem for business value and efficiency. For end customer, that is shippers, it is the platform that automates dispatch, consolidates truckers, provides supply chain visibility, vehicle tracking, and integrates with their existing ERP for seamless logistic delivery experiences. All of this is possible through that one software. CargoFlow enables all aspects of their business, right from the booking to accounting to invoicing and reporting. All of this is taken care in that one software. They have been awarded, in fact, for their software too. CargoFlow technology platform to manage indents, consolidate vendors, e-invoicing, supply chain visibility, and digital transformation of their logistic functions. CargoFlow technology ecosystems helps their customers manage their logistic business functions with a lot of ease. imagine so many difficult processes are being managed through that one particular software. And obviously, there must be subjectivity to what kind of softwares you want to buy from them. There must be having slabs for it. Green logistics, focused on environment and sustainability. The minute you hear the green logistic, what comes into your mind? Let me guess. Is it the electric vehicles? Yes, you're right. Electric vehicles are contributing towards green logistics. So now the companies who use a lot of electric vehicle are called green logistic companies. Okay, there are a lot of there, and what do these? The reason they use electric vehicle is for them it is like cost effective because the fuel is very expensive. Charging the electric vehicle is not that expensive. There's one time investment in it. There is an advantage for them, but also they create a conscious effort towards saving the environment. Many logistic platforms are now actively promoting green logistics and sustainable delivery methods. This is because consumers have now become much more conscious about where they shop and the impact it has on the environment and related effects. If you go to H&M stores, just for example, I'm saying, you know, they have these tags specially put up: recycled hosiery, recycled cotton, recycled polyester. That means the old clothes have been sent back to them of H&M, and they recycle the entire product, the entire material itself also. In green logistics has to do a lot of using electric vehicles. Companies, government, everybody is promoting to start using electric vehicle. Currently, the cars are very expensive for personal use, but with Yulu coming in existence, the electric vehicle for last mile delivery has really been a boost. As a result, in order to not alienate potential revenue generators, businesses should start adopting eco-friendly policies wherever possible. So obviously, they need to also make sure that they cannot go through losses adopting these policies, but they have started consciously incorporating them in their processes. People now prefer a brand that is actively making sustainability efforts to become greener. I personally, I am very a conscious buyer. I prefer buying from brands who use recycled packaging. Again, it's a part of a logistic. They use recycled papers for packaging. So these are conscious efforts made by the brand to create a brand image, also to personally contribute towards the environment. At the same time, the customers are also getting attracted towards them because they are being consciously using their logistics, their processes in such a way. Over 70% of the consumers would pay a 5% price premium for a product of equivalent quality produced by more sustainable means. So there is this brand called Rechakra, which is, you will be surprised to know, please go Google it, see it on Instagram. They make products from plastic. They recycle the actual plastic, the plastic that is used for wafers, the plastic, any kind of plastic. They kind of recycle that and they create products like bags, pouches, tote bags out of it. And they are pretty doing well. They have stores in Pune and in Bandra, you know. And I have personally gone and bought two products from them, even if they're a little expensive than a normal one, because I feel I'm contributing to the environment. In fact, their designs are pretty interesting to see. Products marketed as sustainable grew 5 times faster than those that were not. So it is also a marketing strategy, to be really honest. Every company is trying to bring in some kind of a sustainability process or a product in the environment or the service, you know, in such a way that they attract their clients, making them feel that they are very conscious about the environment. Some of the examples for green logistics that I have explained include switching to electric vehicles for transport, utilizing forward stocking locations to reduce last mile freight distances, and cutting down the reliance on air freight. for improving operational efficiencies. Packaging is a significant source of wastage for many logistics services also. So they start using recycled paper, recycled packaging too. Knowing that over 90% of the company's impact on the environment come from a supply chain, focusing on implementing sustainable practices in this area is a good starting point for many companies. So for many companies, this is an opportunity. This is where they need to start and they need to rechange the whole, they need to change and conceptualize the entire logistic planning, making it more green logistic. Green logistic is thus a fast growing trend, and when done right, it helps brands to cut the cost, helps with marketing, as I told you, improves the brand goodwill, and boosts the customer's loyalty. So if green logistic as soon as been adopted by a company, the better for them. For example, recyclable, biodegradable packaging, as I told you, is not just eco-friendly, but also enables shippers to reduce the cost and the carbon footprint. Adding more electric vehicles to your delivery fleet and integrating renewable technologies to supply buildings, energy needs are more ways to improve the sustainability. Just like for an example, if you try to put a lot of solar panels in your manufacturing unit where there is good sunlight coming, you know, probably a lot of electricity which is used during the night once the manufacturing unit is shut, a certain portion or ratio of electricity can be taken care of by these solar panels. Again, this is contributing, you're not using the electricity, you're actually using solar electricity which helps you to contribute towards the environment. A lot of companies are taking efforts of rainwater harvesting to make sure to use the water, you know. A lot of recycling of water is happening in the manufacturing units. These are some of the examples companies are trying to incorporate. Summary. All industries are undergoing a digital transformation at a faster pace than expected. A majority of companies may not have been prepared to make a quick digital transformation when the pandemic struck. Nobody was actually prepared during pandemic. In fact, nobody was even prepared for the pandemic. But they nevertheless adopted logistic technologies as quickly as possible in response to the challenges brought by the pandemic. Most of the companies have adopted the logistic technologies. For the logistics sector, quality, speed, and integration are necessary to keep everyone in the value chain satisfied. That is, in the value chain, the inbound, the outbound, all the logistic partners are satisfied when the speed, quality, and the speed, quality, and integration is in place. Logistics companies have their work cut out for them as they can only remain competitive by keeping up with the technology trends going forward. That belongs to every industry. But because logistic industry is now at the boom and a lot of people, a lot of players are coming in the market with new technology, they need to keep up with their game. And with this, we come to an end to our chapters of trends in logistics. I hope this helps you understand, and a lot of opportunities are created in your mind for young entrepreneurs to see how y'all can bring in these new technologies into your businesses, because every business has logistics department. Thank you.